BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, actual chaos. I left Chris to organise the guests for today's innuendo bingo. It was last minute, but it kind of worked out. Literally the oddest mix of minor celebrities you could find. But it kind of worked. You liked it. We also have a big surprise for Greg James involving his actual flat and Keith Lemon. It's all on this podcast. Enjoy.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
So after two, something epic. And at 1:45, innuendo bingo. Right, what's going on with this?
Okay, can I level with you? You know, we always book someone well in advance for innuendo bingo. So that happened. We had someone ready to play. It was all fine. Now, they pulled out last minute, dropped out. I don't want to say who and I don't want to say why, but they're gone. So I took it upon myself to send a group text out earlier to any celebrity that is in my phone book in a desperate attempt to try find someone for innuendo bingo.
You haven't
today.
Got any celebrities in your phone book?
I've got some.
Right, well, so you've sent a group text to everyone?
Yeah, it's not even been personal. I've just sent a group text out. It might not have been the best move, but it was my only play at the time.
Saying, what did it say? Can you be here at 1:45?
Pretty much. Well, I said 10 minutes earlier than that, just to make sure that...
What kind of people have you texted?
Would you want names specifically?
Some, yeah.
There was quite a few, actually. I was quite surprised how many people are in my phone, but I don't even remember getting some of their numbers. But they're all right. I mean, they include, like, you remember Rav from Crime Watch? Rav Wilding?
Also, he's not Rav from Crime Watch anymore. He's not done it for years.
Charlotte, he's in the phone, is that?
Yeah, but he's not on it anymore.
Charlotte Big Jugs? Emily Ataff?
Okay.
Katie Waisel?
Off X Factor?
Yeah. Do you know who else?
How do you know her?
She's from Pinner. She's from
I remember now, as well. From Tap End. Who else?
Bev Lott. Pixie Lott's mum.
What? I don't even want to know. Why have you got Bev's number?
Anyway, the point is, with a group text, we can almost ensure that at least one of them will turn up for innuendo bingo.
What about if more than
later.
One person turns up?
Well, then I guess we just go with it.
We haven't got enough chairs.
That's a point.
It's like Christmas.
Look, would you rather no one played?
No, but like, who's going to be here?
I don't know yet.
Oh, today is stress.
Don't get stressed. Look, are you not pleased that I took it upon myself to group text or...
But now it's like a roulette situation where we don't know who's going to be here.
Didn't
and it could be more than one.
I should have just got in touch with you, actually. Because
Maybe you could have asked me and I would have sorted it this morning.
Right.
Oh. Okay, it's a Chris phone book special at 1:45, innuendo bingo. Who knows still who it might be?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Any word on who we've got yet?
No. I mean, what concerns me is I haven't had many replies to the group text other than those saying that they can't make it. But obviously some of them, this is quite last minute. I'm assuming that some of those that haven't replied are on the way, but that is just an assumption.
Shambles. Okay.
So hopefully we will have someone.
Oh, hooray. Well, this is going to be interesting, isn't it? Let's see who turns up or not at 1:45 for Chris innuendo bingo. Can we write this down that this is the last time we get him to organise this? Thank you.
This could be great.
And then the thing after 2 o'clock is stressing me out as well, because I think that could go wrong.
This
could potentially be the worst show I've ever done.
No. All the best.
Oh, yeah, all the best. All right, so get ready to watch whoever it is on the
what a sell.
On the website at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, right. So now it's normally the time we play innuendo bingo. Is this actually happening today or what?
It's on. It's
who
on.
Who have we got?
So I sent out my group text. And I've got to admit, about half an hour ago, I was nervous. I'm no longer nervous.
Someone's turned up.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh yeah. Do you want to meet the gang one by one?
The gang?
Oh yes. They haven't let me down.
Get on the Radio 1 website now. You're seeing these people for the first time.
You ready?
And so am I. BBC.co.uk/Radio 1. Get on the computer if you're at work, or you can watch this on your smartphone. Yeah, ready. What are we going to do? Is there more than one person playing then?
Oh, yes. So I'd like to... There's two.
Two people. We need more chairs.
There's two... Yes, at the moment. There's still time, technically. I'd like to bring in Brian Bellow.
Please,
ah, break
through.
Glass for emergency bellow.
There he is.
Hey.
All right, guys.
Okay. Yeah, all right, Brian.
There he is. Oosh,
oosh. I knew you. You'd never let us down.
I don't let you down. I was even at a meeting as well.
Were you?
Yes, so I was at Atkins Thompson meeting. I came down to you guys. Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
Got the text straight away. Number two.
Okay, who else is
Rav Wilding, legend.
Rav is here.
Rav is here. I'm in Rav.
Hey, Rav.
Here he is.
Rav Atchell Wilding. This is incredible, Chris. See, it's worked out, hasn't it?
I tell you what, these lads have not let me down. In fact, I think... Can I see one? I think someone might have just turned up.
Who?
Shall I bring them in?
Yeah, bring them in.
I haven't sort of briefed them properly. It's,
okay.
I can't believe this has happened.
Is that?
It's our friend Gattis. Do you remember? From Britain's Got Talent.
Gattis Candice.
Yes, it's you.
Yes, Gattis. How are you?
Good, what's happening?
I'm really good. This is the weirdest thing ever.
Dream team, that's what I'm saying. Innuendo bingo right now.
So you had Gattis' number in your phone from when we had him on the show before.
Yeah.
Gattis, you were a comedian, weren't you? Still am.
Still
on Britain's Got Talent. Grab
come
Chris's
close.
Mic there.
Come close.
Are you still...
Here you go,
we'll speak to Rav and Brian in a minute. Are you still doing the jokes, Gattis?
Yeah, I'm doing them all
How many years was it you were on Britain's Got Talent? A couple of years?
That was, I think, 1 year ago.
Oh, a year ago?
Yeah, last year.
Okay, and you're still doing the jokes?
Yeah, I'm still doing them.
Okay. Are we allowed to hear one now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can actually tell you more than one.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay,
let's do this. I mean, this, we're never going to get an opportunity like this again.
I'll start with a question. Are you a person...
Yes.
No, you are not the person. You are your parents' son. Because, you know, pears don't have sons. Pears grow on a pear tree.
Yeah.
All my jokes are this
clever. I get it.
Clever.
No, they're great. Do one more.
Okay. Woof, woof, woof. That's a joke you can take home for your dogs.
Hero, as I said, all-star lineup.
This is a brilliant lineup.
I got more.
Okay, go on.
One more?
Yep.
You know, it's very easy for a girl to get my attention. All she has to do is just be there, you know. I, on the other hand, have to tell my dog to bark at the girl very loud. And then I tell the girl that to protect her from the dog, I must lift her up. That's how I pick up the girls. Boom!
That's how he picks up the girls. So anyway,
oh my God, this is like a weird dream.
Legend that is Rav Wilding.
Rav,
and
you
Brian
right?
Bellow.
I'm good. I must admit, my text message didn't mention anything about the jokes.
Oh, okay, right. Or the bingo. Did it mention the bingo? Okay, good.
Say a lot other than just loads of kisses at the end.
Yeah, yeah, he likes a kiss. And Brian, of course, legend.
Hello, you're right.
Should we play another song and let everyone get settled?
Right. There's a lot of excitement about this.
In a moment, on Radio 1. It's going to be Rav Wilding, Brian Bellow, and Gattis Gandis, the comedian from Britain's Got Talent.
A year ago,
playing Innuendo Bingo. This is,
it's
I mean,
great.
You've pulled out the
well
bag.
Done, lads. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So I'm quite excited now for this Innuendo Bingo. It's full of legends. Brian Bellow, Rav Wilding.
Hello.
And Gattis off Britain's Got Talent. You remember him? The one with the jokes. Hello. Might ask you for another one in a minute, Gattis, if you can start thinking about that.
Okay, I'm ready already.
Ready. God, you've got more jokes than last time I saw you. If you get to the Radio 1 website now, this is going to be something to watch, I think. Saul off of London says this is brilliant. I'm watching just for Gattis, says Craig in Devon. Stacey watching at work in Worthing. OMG, I love Rav. Please can you soak his T-shirt so we can see those muscles? Toby and Ryan watching for the first time while having a bit of a skive at work. Okay, this is something you'll want to watch. In fact, we're full of visual treats today. There's something after two happening which could be epic. Well, it's going to be epic as well. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Get on it now. Get involved.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
This could potentially be our wettest innuendo bingo ever. It's a mixed lineup, I think you'd agree. But that's what happens when you just send a group text from your phone, Chris.
This is amazing.
It's pretty good.
I've pulled it out of the bag, haven't I?
You have. I mean, it was touch and go for a while, but I think you've done well.
Thank you.
So, Wilding, Bellow, Candice, and Stark are about to play. So, Rav, have you played before?
I haven't, no.
No.
Oh, I can't believe you haven't
played. Brian has. I can't believe we've got, I haven't got Rav in before. Let me just explain the rules. So there's a no-hand rule. So what happens is, if you feel the water coming out of your mouth, you can't stop it with your hands, okay? No hands. It's just got to flow out over the other person's or the bin. I will be asking you to fill your cheeks to maximum volume, okay? So as much as you can get in there. And obviously, when we play the innuendo bingo clips that people have sent in, if you find it funny, the water will come out, okay? I will say the signal, more water, please, at which point you fill your cheeks. Watch this now on the Radio 1 website. This is going to be great. Are we ready?
Ready. Here we go, lads.
Okay. This is better than any TV.
Dream team.
They should put this on telly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. Thursday's innuendo bingo. Rav, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bello, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Gattis Candice, ready?
Mm-hmm.
No, Gattis.
Oh, my God. No.
Don't speak, Gattis, because the
world...
Just do it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it'll come out.
Come out,
Okay. Ah, this is great.
It's brilliant.
Okay, here we go, then. Waters, please. First, over to the latest series of Big Brother. Now, Brian, I want to know, did anyone get up to anything like this when you were in the house?
Wolfie is gutting her mackerel.
Remember that, Brian? Didn't happen, did it?
No, mackerel's been gutted in my series.
No, shame that, really.
Wolfie is gutting her mackerel.
Okay, we're off.
More water, Brian.
More water, please. If we can... Fill your cheeks.
I'd be allowed to drink it as well.
You can drink what you can do, like whatever Gattis? You want with it afterwards, Gattis.
For now, we're spitting it.
Rhiannon Wirral says, I'm really glad I've got the day off work today. This is literally incredible. Gattis Candice is a hero. Over to Channel 4 now. And that voiceover bloke from Come Dine With Me really will commentate on absolutely anything, even if it's this.
Oh, I think it's a struggle to. Nice.
Just spit or swallow. And it's a spit.
I love that guy.
Just spit or swallow.
There you are, from Come Dine With Me there.
Good.
Everyone all right? Who's wettest?
Right, Rav?
Who's wettest at the moment?
Took a litre of Brian Bellow then.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
I'm holding soda.
Water, please. You all right, guys? You okay? Good. I'll say it. Don't open your mouth when you reply. Okay, it's our favourite clip from Tuesday now. And over to the Hairy Bikers coal mining special. Once one starts, then you know, it just goes. Okay.
Oh, man.
Ready?
Oh,
it's so it's the Hairy Bikers coal mining special.
They gave you the camera and then you tripped up the microphone, then.
Yeah, just trying to take pictures, Brian.
Yeah, but you tripped up, didn't
you? I know, you need tripped up. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Hairy Bikers, and the bikers very excited about getting to work.
She worked until the 1920s, and except for one run out in the 50s, was retired. Until now. We're going to open her up for the first time in decades.
And nobody knows what we'll find inside.
Everyone's fine. No?
We're going to open her up for the first time in decades.
That's fine. Everyone's okay.
Right then.
This is great. The best lineup ever, says Michael in Cheltenham. Lots of people watching for the first time. They were talking about an old mining machine there, of course, on Hairy Bikers. Okay, we're going over to our friends at Daybreak now. And their report on the Fourth Road Bridge. Got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
I think this member of the public may have confessed a little more than they were meant to at the time.
What about yourself, son?
I'd go up it like a shot. I'd go up it like it is now.
Oh. That was a good one.
play.
Yeah. Thanks, Daybreak. You never know what's going to happen when it's live.
I'd go up it like a shot.
All right. Over to BBC Radio 4 now. Everyone's ready? Got their water there? And over on the farm on the Archers, they bring... Chris. Okay. Hold the water. Come on, Chris.
This is a dream.
Everyone else is ready.
Sorry.
Hope you're watching this on the Radio 1 website. It's good. Over on the farm on the Archers, they really do treat the animals very well.
That's it.
Nothing actually happened yet.
I'm sure that, bro.
More water.
You're getting it.
Right. Here we go.
That's it. Suck me finger first.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh my word. It's the Archers there.
Suck me finger first.
What, were anyone?
No offence.
Save for life.
It's the cows in the background.
Cheers, mate.
Okay, here we go. This is a classic now from ITV's Dinner Date show. And I can really see here why Natalie enjoyed her evening on the show.
With any luck, the main course will be one of her favourite things. And Natalie will feel the love with some pork inside her.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Quite a strong reaction to that one, Brian.
Sorry.
I'm sorry if you heard a bit of a swear there. I do apologise. Now, another recent classic from MasterChef... We ready?
Oh.
And Greg Wallace seems to be a big fan of Katie Brand's work.
I find it quite pleasant. Left to my own devices, I'd probably munch the living daylights out of you, you little tart.
It's a classic.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good line.
Okay.
Cheers, mate.
Chris, you said to me earlier, why do I never see you when I'm sober? Because you get me wet every time, Chris.
That's true. True. Yeah.
Got your water there?
Mm-hmm. Some pork inside her.
This is fine. Everyone's fine. And now a classic from BBC Two's History of the Railways. And I don't think Dan Snow had read through this script in advance, sadly.
Next time, the age of supremacy and how the railway's finest hour would come in the face.
Wow.
Okay. I've got one or two more.
Right.
Oh, dear.
You're right, Rev.
Yeah, I'm going to have to swim out of here.
Who's wettest at the moment, do you think?
I don't know. It could be you there, Chris.
Trousers are...
Actually, Gaff, he's got, what's it called? Like a shorts on, and they're all, like, sticky to him.
More water, please. And we're going over to our friend at the golf.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Okay, and one more.
Right, one more.
And it's a classic again. Over to our friend at the Cube.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot further than what it did out there.
And that was was an epic innuendo bingo. Thank you, Brian Bellow. Thank you, Rav Wadding. Thank you, Gattis Candice. Very impressed. If you're watching this at the moment, stay with the web stream open because there is something epic that I really want you to watch. And if you don't, you will feel that you've missed out. And that's happening in a few minutes at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Thanks, guys, for coming in today. That was epic.
What about my joke?
Dude? Oh, I guess it's yes. Still do it. Do one more joke then. Go on. Step up to the mic. Go on.
Okay.
Right in front.
Okay. Yeah, when it's my chicken's birthday, I don't tell him because he would not understand. That's the joke.
Play Gattis.
Can't believe he didn't win.
I know.
That was a great joke to end on there. Thank you very much, Gertis.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That, ladies and gents, was an epic innuendo bingo today. What a show. Mm. We had Gattis Candice on. Remember him, Greg?
No.
And also Rav Wilding,
right,
formerly of Crime Watch. And Brian Bellow, Big Brother winner, of course, back in the day.
Do you know what Michael Vaughan's just tweeted? Do you know who he is, Scott?
Wasn't he in that film with Jennifer Aniston?
Vince Vaughn.
Oh, sorry, wrong.
Saying how much he loves innuendo bingo. We should definitely get him on. He is...
Vaughny, yeah, he'd be great.
Who's Vaughny?
Well, England's most successful captain.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Michael Vaughan.
Oh, I don't know if that's true anymore. Oh, well, no, he is, he is. But
it's good, though, isn't he? Yeah, it's good, really, it's good. What a lad. Anyway. Lad.
Legend.
Anywho, so it's just gone 2:10 on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. You all right, Greg?
I'm not all right, actually.
What's up?
I know there's something going on. I've worked here too long to know when there's something not right.
I don't know what you mean.
We're here to talk about something.
The Teen Awards.
I was told last week, they went, what are you doing on Thursday? You must be in by 1:40. You must be in by 1:40. I was like, okay, is it innuendo bingo? They went, no, it's not innuendo bingo. Scott wants you to talk about the Teen Awards.
Yes, that's what we're here to talk about.
No, it's not. I know there's something going on.
It's
going
to be good, the Teen Awards.
As soon as I walked through the door today, there were people just looking at me in the office.
Were they?
Yeah.
It's because you got to talk about the Teen Awards.
No, there was people.
It's very important.
There's people looking up over their computers. They were going, all right.
I went, oh, yes. No, I hate that. Yeah, actually, that's happened to me at Radio 1 before. And you just go, right, something is going on.
There's definitely something going on.
You'll notice that if you're watching now on the Radio 1 website, which I suggest you do, because Greg's about to talk about the Teen Awards, it's going to be really good to watch. We have actually left the cameras on from Innuendo Bingo. We just thought we'd leave him on during those songs. And now Greg obviously is suspicious at this point because why are the cameras on? He thinks something is going on. But do watch us.
Oh my, look at your face,
on
Chris.
The Radio 1 website.
Horrible. Teen Awards, mate.
Horrible smell.
Horrible smell.
Smile. He was doing this horrible toothless grin.
Okay, so everybody listening now, watch this on your phone and on your website. What do you think is going to happen, Greg? What are you worried about?
I have no idea. What could happen next?
Okay, so you see there's like a little monitor in front of you?
Yeah.
If you watch that now, okay? Any second now, there should be something appearing on that monitor, which I want you to look at and see if you can recognise that. What is that? What you're seeing there? People can see this on their phones and computers as well if you go to the Radio 1 website.
Oh,
what's that?
Oh, my God.
What is it?
That better not be my front door. Hang on a second.
What is it?
Oh my God, that's my front door.
Of where?
My flat.
Of your flat?
What? It's all right, it's just the front
that's
door.
That's okay,
though. It's done a good, lovely
and
door.
If we can just kind of move the camera out a little bit from what Greg says is his front door.
And, oh my God.
And who's that?
Keith Lemon.
That's Keith Lemon there, everybody.
What is Keith Lemon doing there?
Keith Lemon, just outside your flat. Hello, Keith, can you hear me?
How do you can't see tuna in my teeth? I've just had a tuna baguette. Can you see tuna?
No, it sounds like you're actually in somewhere like the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Not a couple of moments down the road. What?
What is he doing at my flat?
I'm just at this house, number two. I'm at number two.
Yes. Now, if you're watching
the right
website...
Place.
Yeah, I think you are, yeah.
Place,
yes, okay, Keith Lemon is at your house.
Why is he at my house? Why is he at my house?
Hey, language.
Okay, right, let me explain. There used to be a really old TV show called Through the Keyhole.
No!
Where...
Oh, he's bringing it back, isn't he?
Where someone went round and they snooped around celebrities' houses to see what they could find, and then people had to guess whose house it was. Now, Keith Lemon is bringing this show back. It's his new thing. It's his new show. It's Through the Keyhole. It's happening soon on ITV. So,
How did you get in?
I don't know this.
I'm outside.
He's outside. But if you watch this now on the Radio 1 website, basically, Keith needs to do a test run of somebody's house.
Oh my God.
Before he starts the new show. When's the show on, Keith?
Saturday 9:20, straight after X Factor. Oosh!
Right. So good. So obviously it starts on Saturday, so they need to kind of have, is that right if they go in or
Let's just relax.
We'll we'll play a song. I'll back to you in a minute, Keith. Okay, wait there. don't go in yet, Keith. Just stay outside the front door.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James joins us. Hi, Greg. And are you all right?
Not really.
Do you feel deceived?
I feel burgled.
I've never seen him like this.
This is basically a burglary.
This is
basically a break-in.
I had the same once where Anthea Turner broke into my house.
God, and you remember what she found?
I know, all sorts.
Oh, my God.
Is this like a rite of passage, then? You know, it seems to be the thing that needs to be done.
Well,
this is so mental.
It's extreme, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
To see it on a screen suddenly, I'm put into the studio. And working here, you expect dodgy stuff to happen. Yeah. But not for a screen to come on and Keith Lemon to be outside your house.
I know. I mean, it's kind of dream, kind
that,
of nightmare.
Whatever your job you're doing now, imagine that you went home and you found that. Or someone at work just went, oh, have a look at this screen, and Keith Lemon was at your front door.
Right, it was the slow realisation that it was actually the front door of your house. Oh, God. Oh, I'm quite stressed for you.
It's really...
Okay, right, let's go back over to Keith Lemon. Keith, if you're there, watch this on the Radio 1 website. You can see Keith right now, an amazing jacket there.
I need to work out who's let these
people in.
So
who's
Keith,
given the key? I'm
going. Hi, Keith. Now, obviously,
can you hear me?
Yep, we can just about hear you. Now, if you'd like to try the door,
it's happening for real.
It's happening. If you'd like to try the door of the house, Keith, and
it's open.
Oh, it's open. Okay.
Oh,
he's in. He's God. In the
Let's
house.
Have a look inside.
Yeah,
oh,
go on.
Oh my God.
Now, as soon as we come in,
oh my God, I can't believe that's my actual house.
This person has links. To the radio here. There's an element of vanity. There's a large mirror there. As we come into the living room space, we can see this person enjoys country music people, Anglers Mayo. We can see maybe they've got a tie-in thing with Top Man. Top Man.
Top Man boxes.
What else have we got here? God. Over here, we've got a dartboard. With a picture of the music producer Scalextrics.
Why is there a dartboard?
Come down here. God. There's more links to music. There's a keyboard player. It's a player. It's a keyboard.
Yep.
Here's a picture of Russell Kane sniffing his fingers.
Yep.
Up here we can see that this person is active. They like cycling or motorcycling. They like large tennis balls. But in conjunction with that, they enjoy small rackets. Yeah, interesting. So that brings
rackets.
Me here to the kitchen. I always think you can tell a lot about a person if you go into the fridge. So let's have a look.
Let's have a look in the fridge.
Wow, this person definitely has a lavish lifestyle. There's champagne and gherkins. And also, it's been very hot recently. Just like me, they like to put their underpants in the fridge and keep whipped cream. They probably put that on their chest and eat it like a walking snack. Let's have a look somewhere else. Come on.
Oh, okay, no.
There's fridge and cream.
Eating breakfast on. Let's have a look in the toilet.
No toilet.
You're right, Greg.
What are you doing?
Why is Charlie Sloth in my toilet now?
No!
Get out.
Charlie Sloth appears to be on the toilet in the house.
Right, you bum. Okay, there's some motivational messages on the mirror here. Who's the hottie? You.
Who's the hottie?
You. Looking good, mate. Thumbs up there. Remember, size don't matter. It doesn't, does it? there's a nice lady's dressing gown thing. Practically a princess. So could this person be a lady? Who knows? Let's have a look in the bedroom.
Oh, my
In the bedroom.
God.
Oh, no.
In the bedroom, you can see more underpants. Yeah. They're an exciting person. Look, they wear special underpants. Lots of tissues there. Probably they suffer from hay fever.
Oh, my God.
A collector of art. There's art here on the wall.
This is your actual house, Greg. Cool.
There's a picture of that fella from radio.
Oh, my God.
Let's get in the bed.
In the bed. He's in your bed. Keith Lemon's in your bed.
Get
no!
Bed, Keith Lemon.
This is so weird.
Yeah, it's a nice bed. I can imagine living here, but it's nice. Well, the other side here, we've got Chris Moyle's book. That's him who was sacked off at radio. He's a lovely fella. I don't know why he was sacked. So obviously they have a keen interest in radio, or just like Chris Moyle's. This person obviously enjoys yoga as well. There's a yoga mat there. Again, more tissue signs that this person suffers from
AC. Right by the bed. Hey, Phoebe. Yeah.
Okay, we come over here. We can see they've got a variety of toiletries. This person really likes to take care of themselves. So that's it.
That's
the evidence. Who habitates in a house like this? Back to you in studio.
Why, thank you very much. There's a massive poster of you above your bed.
I can't defend anything. It's no one will believe that I'm
okay.
Get rid of that picture.
Yeah, no, we're still on the cameras. If we can go back to the cameras of the house, if possible, just to, yeah, there he is.
No,
he's still
looking
through the cupboards. Oh. There.
This person has a fetish for footwear. Oh, shoes.
A lot of shoes. There was a dartboard.
They're not mine.
What are they? Those lovely flats there.
What are these?
What are they, Greg?
They're not mine, obviously, are they?
They're in your cupboard, mate.
Well, they're obviously my girlfriend's shoes, who I now...
Some brand new trainers, or if you're American, sneak wars.
Are we still friends?
I can't believe.
I can't believe
he's actually in my
house. He's going through your cupboards right now.
Nice.
There's a dartboard with Skrillex on.
That was not real.
Nice.
Obviously, one of the planted things.
He's going through your jumpers right now.
Never been worn that.
Okay,
nice.
Right. Okay, Keith, if you could,
worst surprise ever.
Keith, if you could lock the door when you leave, please, and don't leave.
Keith just throwing clothes on the floor.
Don't. Nice. He's ransacking your house.
Hey, shops at Top Man, just like me. Definitely has some sort of conjunction with Top Man.
Right. Okay. Keith, don't leave the keys under the flower pot, please. Thank you.
Cannot.
Look at this. This person has definitely got an adventurous side, as you can see. There's an Indiana Jones jacket there.
Okay. Nice. Keith, leave the house if you could, please. Through the keyhole, I think that was a good first one. Thanks, Keith. Saturday night, we'll see you there on the telly.
Yeah,
after X Factor. Thanks, Keith, very much.
Scott.
I'm so sorry.
That was... Yeah. Oh, my God. That was terrifying.
Did he find
actually
everything?
Shaking.
Oh.
It's... that's horrible.
Yeah.
It's so horrible. What's the last person you want rummaging around your house?
And you
Keith
had,
Lemon.
You had absolutely no idea that was going
to
happen.
Of course not. I would have put a stop to it. I would have gathered back all the sets of keys.
It's just worrying.
If my parents are involved in this.
Oh.
It's not my dad, is it?
Is Alan involved?
Not Alan.
Oh, no. You see, he's going to start. Don't start pointing the finger at somebody until you know.
If it's girlfriend, then that is off.
That's a bold statement, mate.
Leave the keys inside.
I'll think about it.
Maybe you want to think about that.
Oh. Wow.
And if it's Alan, the dad?
Is he off?
Is he off as well?
Then I hope I was adopted.
Greg.
That is bad.
It's happened now. It's fine. Nothing too bad, apart from the dartboard, which I thought was a bit much.
the dartboard's not real, obviously.
No.
Although, actually, if you are listening, can you leave it up? Leave that dartboard up with Skrillex's face on it.
Yeah.
I need a new game.
Will you come back in an hour to play Real or No Real? Will you calm down by then?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is such a weird show today. We've had some bloke from Britain's Got Talent telling awful jokes from like a year ago. Brian Bellow was on. Rav Wilding was on. All spitting each other. And now Keith Lemon's just been in Greg's actual house. I can't get my head round it. Greg's actually shaking, still. Mm. It's the most terrifying thing.
Well, he genuinely didn't. And it's quite hard to keep all of the amount of secrets that have been kept from him.
Crazy.
You know, it's incredible the efforts that they've gone to.
He'll be fine. He'll be back for Real or No Real in 1 hour. He'll be fine. That was quite mean, but very funny. Greg's face, OMG, says Hill in North Wales. Joel says, that was probably my best moment on Radio 1 so far. Since I've been listening.
A couple of texts saying this as well. Are you not worried about the payback that might happen from this?
No, because it's not entirely my idea.
But you do sort of realise you hosted the whole...
Yes, which makes me look like the ringleader, even though I'm really not.
So you're trying to distance yourself already?
I definitely am trying to distance myself. Yes, I am. Ed off of Northants says... I was driving, so I couldn't watch that. Please tell me you're going to put that on the Radio 1 YouTube. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Craig James, hi.
Yo.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't realize what the time was. I'm an hour early.
That's all right.
Are you okay? No, I'm not.
Do you want to... I saw you actually over there pacing.
I was pacing.
Do you need... What do you need?
Just pacing and texting.
Do you want a coffee? What do you want? Maybe that won't help, actually. Peppermint tea.
I feel like my network service provider might ring me to see if someone's taken my phone, because there's been a lot of swear words that have been sent the last 25 minutes.
Oh, no.
Your tweet was pretty epic, though. I can't quite remember what it was, but it was something like, it's a weird job, this.
It's not normal.
That isn't normal.
That's not normal. But generally, here is not normal.
It's not normal.
Let's not get it twisted. This is not a normal place to be. Never more so than today.
I just tweeted, I work at a very weird place. Trust no one to ensure that Keith Lemon doesn't show up at your house.
Exactly. Has anyone spoken to Keith? Is he still around there? Just because the cameras are off doesn't mean he's still not snooping around.
He's still there.
Do you know what, Greg? Every time you go to sleep in that bed, you're going to imagine him there.
In the sheet, riding around.
Annoyed he had his shoes on. Annoyed.
Are you changing sheets yesterday?
Yeah.
Are you one of them? Like, come in here, get your shoes off.
Yeah, I don't want Keith Lemon's smelly, horrible shoes in the bed.
Good point.
It's Keith Lemon, man. He's disgusting.
He's been in your bed. You need to get them sheets hot boil.
A little bandaged hand as well.
Okay, I'm going to play some new music for you now. Just stay here if you want, if this is your shelter, if this is your calm place, your happy place.
I don't know who to trust, this is the problem, that's why I was pacing.
Stay in here, I mean, you can trust me.
I don't know, obviously I can't.
BBC Radio 1, the Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, it's Scott Mills. Greg James will be joining us, he's a nervous wreck, at 3:40 on Real or No Real.
He doesn't know what to do with himself, he's like...
Literally pacing around.
He is.
Like a mad person.
He's just shocked by the whole thing.
Today's show has been great. I've just been thinking about it. It's been really good.
I mean, we sort of ushered Brian Bello, Rav Wilding and Gattis out of the studio in quite a hurry because...
Because of the next thing, which was the Keith Lemon, Greg James thing. I wish Gattis could have stayed for longer and told us some more jokes.
But do you know what? He is funny.
He is funny because it's not funny.
The jokes are... This is exactly it. He doesn't understand, but he just thinks he is funny. He makes up these jokes, genuinely.
Yeah.
People laugh, but that is the point, isn't
it? He's still doing it. Still doing stand-up comedy.
The problem I'm having is, you know this group text I sent out earlier?
Yeah.
I'm getting replies now.
Oh, brilliant.
And now I'm not
so fast. Well, tell them they're too late. Who you get? Like, what's going on with that? Because you just sent a group text to every sort of celebrity in your phone.
Everyone I could sort of classify as a celebrity I sent to. So, I mean, others included Rachel Riley from Countdown.
Has she been back on?
She's been on. Aidan Grimshaw sent him a text.
Oh. Has anyone taken offence that they are actually a backup plan?
What? In what sense is anyone a backup
plan?
Well,
they kind of were, weren't they, really? Because obviously the thing's now gone out. It's happened.
Oh, you mean now when the text is saying, sure, should we do another week? And I've got to go, maybe.
Okay, maybe, yeah. It's like, well, until we find someone better, it's kind of what you're going to... That's what you're thinking.
But what did you think of the four-way situation? I mean, it was good, I thought.
It was really good, but can I just say something? In future, you have to tell me if something like this happens, okay? Because I could have fixed it with some actual celebs.
Oh, don't say that, Rav. That's nonsense. People seem to enjoy that.
No, they
did. I don't
think
that's
But
fair
I'm just saying it was a fluke. It was a one-off. Next time that happens, let me know early doors and I'll be able to sort it.
Okay.
Because that was quite lucky that happened that way.
Okay, well, here's the deal then. You arrange a better four-way than my one.
Do you want me to?
Yeah. Go on. And then we'll let the people decide.
So I've got to find you
three
and
more.
Three more people. I could do that easily. By when? Tuesday.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Greg.
Hiya.
What a day it's been for you.
What a day.
What a day it's been.
Normal job. Normal place to work.
Absolutely.
And I wouldn't change it for the world.
Keith Lemon's out of your house now, I can confirm.
He came in.
Oh, yeah, he's a
He came in for a chat. So then I had to interview the burglar straight away.
Yeah.
So you'll hear the interview just after 4 o'clock today with
Excellent.
Lemon.
That's good. All in day's work. Oh, there's a man. I've just seen the man that was on your toilet earlier. Ow!
Where's Sloth?
Come on, Charlie Sloth. Come in.
Oh, my God. You!
Hi, mate. How are you?
Yeah.
Got a really nice flat.
I'm fine. How are you?
I really like your place.
Do you?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Did you do anything in the bathroom?
Leave a present. Done a Professor Clump.
Oh, you're so horrible.
Left all marks down the side of it.
No, you're disgusting.
I couldn't find the scrubber brush.
Go away.
I'm sorry, I couldn't find it. I did try and clean up, and I brought a bit of your waxing thing for the back.
Oh. It's not that.
I would come to your house, but you live in a funny farmstead in the middle of the countryside.
Why do you have a window cleaner thing in your shower? Do you know when them window cleaner things? They're squidgy.
That's squeegee. Yeah.
What was that for?
It's clean it, don't you?
He's got a farm.
Clean it down. You have got a farm, haven't you?
Yeah, he's got a villa with a pool. Farm.
You're like JB from JLS.
I was going to say your flat's about the same size as my training room, but I didn't want to be rude.
Oh.
Ow.
Anyway, ow.
You pay for the location, darling.
You do, darling. You pay for the postcode. And no.
That's on. Oh my word.
NH who? And now it's time for Real or No Real. So to make Greg feel better about the fact that his house has been pilfered with today, with Charlie Sloth on the loo and Keith Lemon in the cupboards, it's time for a Radio 1 Presenter's House special on Real or No Real. Did these things, or are these things happening in presenters' houses right now? Let's find out. 10 points for each one you get right.
Gemma Kearney is so avant-garde that she has a sculpture of the main stage at Glastonbury made entirely of matchsticks.
I can believe it.
She is very avant-garde.
Yeah. She probably wears it sometimes.
That lady...
As a shoe.
She can wear anything.
Well, she can't, but she does.
I reckon she can. It's fashion if she wears it. She's
joking, Gemma.
Gemma was very, very nice to me earlier today because of the house thing.
She's always nice.
She said, if that happened to me, I'd have gone mental.
She really would
brilliant.
As well.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
No, that's not.
So I'm just a pushover.
I wouldn't... No, you're not. It's happened to me, I think, before, like, awful things like that have happened. Do you remember when they put cameras in my whole flat?
That was a whole week.
That was a week of that.
Yeah, but you knew about that.
Yeah, that's true.
You did know about that.
But just Gemma Kearney have the pyramid stage from Glastonbury in her house, not the actual one, you know, a replica model.
Was it made by her? Do we know this?
Don't know.
Okay. I'm going to say, I think that's probably real.
I'm going to say...
She does love a festival.
Yeah,
she did with the Glastonbury together on the telly.
Yeah, maybe. Did she pick it up from the...
The gift shop.
They have a gift shop at Glastonbury.
It's not Ryanair. A little trolley comes round. You don't have to buy a miniature plane. No, thanks. What about a scratch card? No! No more scratch card. No more electronic cigarettes.
But you could win £1 million. I won't.
No way will I. There's no way.
No.
So... Just paid £70 to put a bag on.
Yeah. Anyway, real or no real?
I think that's real.
No real.
That one is no real.
But what about this Radio 1 DJ's house? Does this happen?
In Zane Lowe's house, he has a painting of himself and the members of Muse on horseback riding along a Spanish beach that sits pride of place on his mantelpiece.
Sounds like an old Radio 1 advert.
But that's what... Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was in that one.
Wasn't there some exploding milk?
That was a dream.
Exploding milk and that everyone's on a horseback... To a Muse song.
Yeah.
I think that's probably real.
Yeah. Were they
I seem
nude?
To remember being in some armour.
You weren't? You
coming
were
out of a lake.
With a flare.
With a big flare in my hand.
I think it was a dream.
I think that happened.
That did happen. Sounds expensive.
It does, doesn't it? No, it can't have happened. So Zane Lowe and Muse portrait on a beach in Spain on horseback. I can imagine it.
Are we saying nude or not?
No, who brought that in?
If this was, you say Spain.
In Spain?
I think it's no real. If you'd have said Italy, I'd have said real because I'd have been tricked. Because I remember Zane did an interview with Muse by their sort of lakeside house in Italy. And I would say that was real. But okay. I think it's no real.
Is that Lake Como?
I think it's one of the big ones.
Where's Lake Como? Italy.
Lake Como's in Italy, yes.
Lake Comova.
Pardon?
But they do. They didn't. No, I think it's no real.
Right,
no real.
Well, I think this is real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
What about this one though?
Nick Grimshaw has in his living room a neon sign saying "Enjoy" that was given to him by Harry Styles.
Definitely.
Why?
Well, why not? I think
Enjoy.
It sounds like something.
Are we talking about this?
I think it feels like something that Harry would give Nick, and Nick would display it. Definitely, knowing
and
Grimmy.
Enjoy it.
Well,
I don't know if one of
so
my
like
mates
a, like from a pub, isn't it? Like a neon sign.
If one of my mates gave me a neon sign with the word "enjoy," I probably wouldn't enjoy it. I don't think it's a great present. okay. So I'm
but
saying
each to their own, Chris. Each to their own.
But would you like that if someone gave you a neon sign saying "enjoy"? It's an odd thing to give to someone, isn't it?
Hmm. I think if. A lot of people would pay good money for that if Harry Styles was to give him a sign that said "enjoy" on it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's kind of like forced fun.
It's like, you will enjoy this.
Yeah. Mm. But, I mean, I think it's quite a nice present.
But then we're saying that Nick has now displayed it in his living room.
Mm. You've been there.
Yeah.
You went to go and see a film there recently. Was it there?
Well, I'm not going to tell you, am I? Because that's the answer.
What about you, Chris? You were there.
I don't remember. And I would have thought I'd remember.
You'd remember that.
I remember various other things.
What else do you remember?
I think for that, I'm going to say real.
What else do you remember?
I'll tell you what. I've been around there a couple of times, and I always use it to have a look at the pictures in his house.
Mm.
Just because it's interesting, isn't it? When you always see the sort of family photos and then
quite
friends
arty.
And collages and things like that. It's good to see.
No, real or real?
I'm going to go real.
I think it's also real.
That one is real.
Yes. I saw it when I went round there.
What about this one, though? Radio 1 DJ's House is Special.
TV presenter Anthea Turner once surprised Scott Mills by broadcasting from his house. During the visit, she found a cupboard full of contraceptives.
Well, that face, that sheepish face.
Well, I know the first half is true because I remember this. I remember Anthea Turner did go round your house.
I remember hearing this.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Were you at school?
I was at nursery.
I think I was just born.
Oh, shut up.
I was at school or something. I remember.
Uni?
Or uni.
We would have been at school.
It
wasn't that long ago.
Laura, my now producer, who's just had a baby, was involved with this.
Yes.
Because she loves Anthea Turner.
She was there with her.
I think I'm going to say, I remember that they found a leather glove.
Yes.
That's what I remember.
Everyone remembers that.
Well, it was
just a lone leather glove.
But that's Radio 1 folklore. That's gone down in history.
It is. Yeah, I know.
So it was one lone leather, glove.
But you forget the backstory with it, because as it goes, that story goes through time, things get forgotten that it was a radio feature and that. It's just that someone was around your house.
Yeah, and found a
leather glove.
A lone glove. And also, everyone forgets that it was for the radio and that Anthea Turner was involved. It's just that, Scott Mills has got a lone black glove in his house. And that's, you're right, it's like Chinese Whispers. Yeah. It's just gone round and round. It becomes something ridiculous.
Mm.
Real or no real? With the contraceptives found in my house, Anthea Turner.
Real.
A
cupboard full.
No, I can't see it. No real.
What are you trying to say? let's find out then. I obviously know the answer.
That one is real.
Oh, yes, but they're not mine.
Whoa.
Right, okay, we found it. Here is the clip. Starting with Anthea approaching a cupboard.
It's actually quite a sort of traditional piece of furniture, really, isn't it, for somebody who's rather hip and trendy.
It's a lovely wood stain.
Oh, my God, how many of those?
Laura.
How many? There's loads. We can't say this. We can't. It's a radio programme.
Anthea's found some contraceptives, really.
Two in each pot. Oh, they're only little ones.
Yeah, right.
Charming.
Yeah.
And you can say it because it's wise to be safe.
That's right. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
Greg scored 30, I scored 20.
Well done, Greg.
Yes, I win.
At least something good happened today, eh?
For you.
Tomorrow, we're back on Radio 1 at 1 o'clock. And Sarah Cox goes through loads of numbers, lots of people she hasn't spoken to for years and has forgotten who they are. And we'll make her call one of them tomorrow from 1.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.